This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is working to mend ties with Donald Trump and offered measured optimism about progress toward a ceasefire deal with Gaza. Former President Trump, the Republican nominee to retake the White House, welcomed Netanyahu to his Florida estate for their first face-to-face meeting in nearly 4 years.
We've had a good relationship. I was very good to Israel, better than any president's ever been.
Meanwhile, former President Barack Obama and his wife Michelle endorsed U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris's presidential bid on Friday. That is the latest move by top Democrats to unite around a new champion against the Republican Donald Trump in the November 5th election. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner.
This latest endorsement comes as new opinion polls showed Harris narrowing the gap with Republican rival Donald Trump. Less than a week after Democratic President Joe Biden bowed out of the race amid slumping poll numbers. A new Reuters Ipsos poll conducted Monday and Tuesday shows Harris has opened up a marginal 44% to 42% lead over Trump. That compares with a two-point deficit Biden faced against Trump in last week's poll before his Sunday exit. And more good news for Harris. An Emerson College The Hill poll found that she had begun to close the gap with Trump in five critical battleground states: Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Trump still narrowly leads Harris in all but Wisconsin, which is tied according to the poll of registered voters in those states.
The FBI says former President Donald Trump was in fact struck in the ear by a bullet during an assassination attempt on July 13th, as the agency moved to clarify what happened after nearly 2 weeks of confusion and conflicting accounts. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia, peace talks, and the U.S. election are among the topics covered by a top advisor to Ukraine's president in an Associated Press interview. AP correspondent Jennifer King tells us more.
Signing an agreement with Russia to stop the war with Ukraine would amount to signing a deal with the devil. That's the position of Mykhailo Podolyak, a top advisor to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. In an Associated Press interview in Kyiv, Podolyak said a deal would only buy time for Vladimir Putin to strengthen his position. He says he wants political elites to realize that a deal where Russia does not lose or bear responsibility for mass crime is like signing a ticket for the continuation of the war on a wider scale. Asked about U.S. politics, the Ukrainian says he does not expect changes in relation to Ukraine, but wishes certain decisions would be sped up. Podolyak says Kamala Harris reacts hard enough to today's challenges and that Donald Trump is seen as a nonconformist. I'm Jennifer King.
What was Typhoon Gamy has now weakened to a severe tropical storm and is moving inland towards central China after making landfall Thursday night on the East Coast. The storm felled trees, flooded streets, and damaged crops in China, but there were no immediate reports of casualties or major damage. 8 people died in Taiwan, which came across at typhoon strength on Thursday. That's before heading over to open waters in China. The worst loss of life, however, was in a country that Gamy earlier passed by but didn't strike directly. That's the Philippines. A steadily climbing death toll has now reached 34, according to authorities there. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports new details surrounding the arrest of a notorious Mexican cartel leader and an alleged accomplice in the United States.
Two notorious drug trafficking suspects in Mexico. A cartel leader, Ismael El Mayo Zambada, and the son of El Chapo, Joaquin Guzman, were arrested after they stepped off a private plane in El Paso, Texas. A source tells the Associated Press Zambada was tricked into flying to Texas, thinking he was going somewhere else. Attorney General Merrick Garland
took into custody in El Paso two more alleged leaders of the Sinaloa cartel, one of the most violent and powerful drug trafficking organizations in the world.
Zambada was already presented in federal court, pleading not guilty to drug trafficking charges. I'm Jackie Quinn.
South Africa police say that they have arrested 95 Libyan nationals on suspicion of receiving training at a secret military camp in the north of the country. Police raided the camp about 360 kilometers northeast of Johannesburg. The National Police spokesperson says in a post on the social media X on Friday that the Libyans stated that they were entering the country to study visas. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.